Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Kaitse, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship. Another year comes to a close, and so a new spring begins here on the show. That's right, it is the Lunar New Year episode of Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF. My name is Leslie, and I'm so excited to help facilitate some of this celebration on 90.1 FM, not out of obligation, but out of sheer interest. It's actually kind of like a tradition here on the show to talk about the arrival of the new spring according to the lunisolar calendar, and it's just exciting to be able to do that. This year, of course, we are going to usher in the year of the fire horse, which sounds so metal. And I have nothing further to say about that, but we'll be talking about what the Fire Horse year brings for us. I'll be talking about the horoscope. For those who are born in the year of the horse, you get a little bit of a spotlight here on the program. I will be discussing, maybe, I don't know, actually, I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to be talking about the year of the rat's horoscope. Because I'm a rat person. Every year, or everybody who has been a Typically Tuesday's regular co-host in the past and presently are all Year of the Rat people. And my sources tell me that the rat people horoscope is just, it's very sad. But then there's like conflicting information as well from other sources. It's hard to say. It's hard to say. And I mean, all of this is technically, it's like, you know, technically not real. It's just horoscopes. But it's also kind of just sad to like share on radio, right? As though I haven't shared worse stuff on radio before. As though I don't talk about like actually like horrific like war crimes and like global issues on the radio before. Somehow the horoscope is gonna be worse. But anyways, I'm still deciding whether or not I want to discuss that. But definitely we will be listening to some music to usher in this new year and to just talk about the fire horse. Again, so metal, this name. Irregardless, let's get started then with the music for today, which, as tradition holds, is a mix of like very, very old Chinese New Year songs, Chinese space New Year's, okay? Chinese space New Year's songs. There is random songs in here about spring, and coinciding with the theme of the zodiac animal of the year, which is the horse, there are songs that correspond with the animal of the year, which again is just horses. What will you hear on the show today? What horse songs will you hear on the show is really the question to be asking. You'll just have to strap in and see. Let's start off with some old bangers. This is Lin Dai with Xin de Kai Shi, A New Beginning, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Xiao Xiao Di Fang Jie Ba 桥，墙边安放着小小窗，挂上了窗帘，打开了窗，窗外送进好阳光。
This is Bird Note. Today, winter still holds sway over much of North America. Trees are bare. spring wildflowers, and the songs of most birds are still months away. But well south of the equator, in Argentina, it's summer, and birds are in full voice. Argentina's national bird, the Rufus hornero, belts out a rapid trill. It's a rusty brown bird, the size of a towhee. From the woods nearby, a lovely song breaks forth. It's a rufous-bellied thrush, a near look-alike of our robin. In northeastern Argentina, a strange sound echoes through the mountain forest. It's a male red-ruffed fruit crow booming out its display calls. Although black and crow-sized, with a gleaming red chest, the fruit crow is no kin to our crows, but a cousin of South American bellbirds. Finally, the cheerful bubbly notes of an ultramarine grosbeak are a reminder that our spring and the arrival of birds like the rose-breasted grosbeak isn't too far off. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
We're back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. One of the things that I'm definitely looking forward to is the arrival of the spring migratory birds. And more opportunities, even more opportunities to go out birding when the weather is just a little bit nicer. Honestly, this winter has been, it's been quite sunny. I have actually had a lot of opportunities to go birding this year during the winter. And actually, you know, I mean, I love it anyways, right? Because I really like the winter songbirds. The dark-eyed juncos, the chickadees, black-capped chickadees, very specifically. I have not been able to see a chestnut-backed chickadee quite yet. But something that I've been able to do a lot of is go to areas where there's a lot of, or where there's like, you know, a body of water. And I've been able to learn more about the local waterfowl, which is really exciting because as it turns out, I actually prior to like October, November, I knew very little about the local waterfowl. I've been able to see more ducks, many different types of ducks. They are very cool. You know, mallards are fine. They're fun. You know, big ol' like blubbery birds, love that. But I really like the hooded merganser, as I've learned, as I've been seeing them more often and been able to identify them better. I also love, like, I love a wood duck. I know everybody likes a male wood duck because they're so pretty. But I personally prefer a female wood duck. I think that they might seem a little plain because there's a lot of, if you're not aware already, the wood duck is very sexually dimorphic. And so male wood ducks are very like bright and colorful and female wood ducks are kind of like plain looking by certain standards. But I love the female wood duck. I think that their quote-unquote plainness is actually very elegant, and I enjoy their subtlety. I think they're very beautiful birds. I'm getting off topic here. What you just heard was Chun Tian de Hua Duo by Ouyang Fei Ying off of the playlist here today, celebrating Lunar New Year. And actually this is very on topic. So the name of the song is The Flower Buds of Spring, Chun Tian de Hua Duo. And then the name of the singer, Ouyang Fei Ying, their name, it's obviously a stage name, it means Ouyang, which is their surname, flying warbler. Fei is flying, Ying is warbler. Ugh, the birds. The birds here on this show. Number one bird note fan. It's a little bit wild. Anyways, as I said before, we are ushering and celebrating Lunar New Year here on Typically Tuesdays today. If you're listening to this episode on Monday, February 16th, it is Lunar New Year's Eve. If you're listening to it via time traveling, and somehow you're listening to it on Tuesday, February 17th, then it's already Lunar New Year, which means that it is already the year of the Fire Horse. Either way, happy Lunar New Year to you if you celebrate. And let us get started talking about what the year holds. If it's not already clear, also, I'll be talking about Lunar New Year specifically from like a Chinese angle and perspective, just because I am Chinese. It's not meant to exclude anyone or any other traditions that celebrate Lunar New Year. That is all. I think there's room for everybody to celebrate this really important and momentous and joyous celebration. I am doing it my own way, however. Okay. So in terms of understanding, like, the zodiac and the horoscopes and stuff, those are very basic things that you can Google, that you can go ahead and Google yourself. What's important for you to know is that this year is the year of the horse, and the element that is associated with it is fire. Now, in terms of like Chinese tradition in the way that we celebrate Lunar New Year, there are five different elements. I believe they are like the five heavenly elements or something like that. And each element kind of characterizes the type of year that particular animal will bring, and then also, of course, if you're born during that year, that particular year, right? If you're born in 2026 during the year of the Fire Horse, you will carry particular traits compared to if you were born during the year of like the Water Horse instead. So the five elements, if I'm remembering correctly, it's fire, water, wood, metal, and earth. And fire, as you might surmise, represents some intensity there, right? It's fiery, it's passionate. There is potential chaos as well. And so it doesn't sound great so far, but hey, listen, there, you know, there's supposed to be like some kind of like harmony involved, right? Like you get like one year that's like, you know, fire, and then the next year is like water or something like that, except this year, and then also next year, apparently they're both fire years according to the astrology. We're not going to talk about that. We don't even know how 2026 is going to unfold for the rest of it. We just know that 2025 was already quite bad, and it was the year of the wood snake. So do in that information what you will. Again, this is just, you know, this is, you know, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's astrology. That's all. It's simply astrology. But the horse, you know, represents like eagerness, tenacity, endurance, representing, you know, motivation, and lots of great strong energy. And so it said, quote from ChineseNewYear.net, once horses mature and learn to harness this energy, they'll be unstoppable since they're agile and shrewd thinkers who innately understand human nature. They're principled, so their efforts will be put towards good use, unquote. Off to a great start there. Perhaps this year, you know, I'm not an astrologist, but perhaps maybe, I'm just pulling stuff right off the top of my head, but perhaps, you know, this year, with the supposed chaos that is involved in the year of the fire animals, maybe the spirit of the horse also means that we have to be strong and shrewd in our ability to withstand the possible calamity that this year is going to bring. Oh my god, again, don't listen to me. I'm a baby. What am I talking about? Anyways, let's talk about... let's do a hard pivot and talk about the horoscopes for you if you are born in the year of the horse. You know what? Actually, we're going to listen to some music first. We're going to listen to some music. We'll come back. I have to explain the concept of Benmingyan, which I do every year, and then we will talk about horsey time. let's go. This is Elisabe with her cover of Wild Horses. Enjoy.
Thank you. Same old places, surrounded by demons and evil faces. Are you somewhere up above where grace is watching over me? I dreamt that we were chasing horses in the devil's field, where heaven's force is felt by the one whose voice is coarse from praying all night long. But there's still the boy who's full of fear. His fire is burning and we draw near to the place we were before. And every step I seem to take, dark water flows inside its wake. Brace myself for the undertaker, he's tapping on my door. Thank you.
walking through the same old places, surrounded by demons and evil faces. Are you somewhere up above where grace is watching over me?
《春江花月夜》 by Sing 女团. Before that, you heard Chasing Horses by The Wilderness of Manitoba here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, it is time to talk about the horoscope for those who are born in the year of the horse. Now, basically, the basic principle that you need to know, if you're born in the year of the horse, which means that you could be born... You can be born in 1930, 1942, just like keep adding 12 to that. You could be born in like 1990, 2002, 2014, etc., etc. Or again, if you are born earlier in the year previous of those stated years, kind of like probably in January or early February, then you are also a year of the horse baby. You are also a year of the horse baby. Every year when it is your year in this 12-year cycle, it is your 本命年 or 本命年 if you speak Cantonese. According to legend, right, the Jade Emperor, who's like the, you know, like the big guy in the sky, in ancient times, he was like, okay, We're gonna have this banquet. I've hand-selected some animals. They will be invited to this banquet. And based on their order of arrival, you know, we will shape the humans' calendars on that, on those 12. And then you got, like, you know, 12 animals coming in, including a dragon. Horses were one of them, right? And the Jade Emperor was like, okay, all right, this is great. Now, here's your challenge. Here's another challenge after you've after you've made the treacherous trip to come to my palace. Every year, when it is your calendar year, you will be given challenges. It's going to be a particularly tough year for you. But this is me trying to test you, to test your tenacity, to test your level of endurance and resilience, and your ability to grow and come out of that year better and stronger. And that will be your Bunmenglin, your Bunminian. Which is to say, Lin, the basic principle to understand, whenever it is your year in the zodiac, you can be born in the year of the horse, you can be born in the year of the dragon, you can be born in the year of the monkey, it doesn't matter. When it is your year, that year is supposed to be a particularly challenging year for you. If you're born in the year of the horse, of course, you have great strengths and some weaknesses, you know? According to ChineseNewYear.net, again, horse babies are enthusiastic and candid, appearing as a hero to many when they decide to take up a good cause, and do battle on behalf of the underprivileged with passion. They are widely liked for their natural sociability and openness, as well as their courage and passion, which, when coupled with their eloquence and moral uprightness, makes horses exceptional leaders and social advocates at work and popular in love. However, horses have a tendency to give up halfway through when their quick passion runs out of steam. It's not that they fear failure, but they can get bored easily, which applies to both work and love. They can also be vain and self-glorifying, prone to seeking attention and applause. Because of this, they'll often ignore others' contributions to their teams or family, brewing resentment in those closest to their capricious heart. Whoa. Intense. So, given that it is the horse's Bunmingnian, a year of challenge and growth, and also potential chaos because it is the year of the fire horse, what is exactly in it for the year of the horse people this year? Like, what kind of things can you look forward to and try to maybe, like, be more mindful of and avoid? Well, according to ChineseNewYear.net, again, this year is apparently a great freaking year for you for some reason. I don't know what's going on. It feels particularly unfair to me as a rat person who apparently has the worst luck, the worst everything of this year. Personally, I think this is unfair. Personally, I don't understand what's happening here. Let me tell you, 2020, my year, my rat people year, that was also the year where we went into global shutdown for the coronavirus pandemic. So what the heck is going on? Apparently, for horse people, this year, your love and relationships, it's like a 7 out of 10. Your career is like an 8 out of 10. Your wealth is a 7 out of 10. Oh, but you're... okay, never mind. Your health is not great, actually. That's your biggest challenge this year, apparently. All right, so maybe not everything. Not everything is all that great. I apologize for getting ahead of myself. You know, horse. Like the horse, you know. That is the trait that we're gonna have to, like, be cautious of this year. We might, all of us might accidentally get too ahead of ourselves, right? Right. Right. Okay. I apologize. Let me extend a paw? I'm a rat. Let me extend a paw of apology. Let me extend an apology, as in an apology and a paw, like a rat hand. Okay. Let me just read these horoscopes. This is getting too much. Anyways, love and relationships, you get a 7 out of 10. Romance runs hot in your zodiac year, with plenty of attention coming your way. The romance luck is strong, but not every spark will turn into fire. Ooh. For your career, this year will magnify both your strengths and your weaknesses. Chances for big breakthroughs are on the table, but watch out for self-sabotage or impulsive decisions. If you keep a clear head, this will be a milestone year when hard work finally pays off. All right. In terms of wealth for the horses out there, finances in 2026 are closely tied to your career progress. Hey, good for you. Gains come through persistence, not shortcuts, and careful financial management is essential. Speculative plays may tempt you, but with unstable energy around, it's safer to grow wealth steadily. Think of it as planting seeds rather than chasing quick wins. And here's the hard part. Here's the hard blow out here. For your health, which is actually, for horse people this year, it's going to be your biggest challenge. Stress and mood swings are on the table. Horses belong to the fire element, and in 2026, that fire can flare too brightly, affecting the heart, blood circulation, and your eyes. Maybe this is the year you have to actually get a pair of progressives. Balance is the key. Gentle exercise, meditation, and proper rest are going to be your allies. Listen to your body early, and you'll dodge the burnouts. There we go. That's what's on the table for those born in the year of the horse during this fire horse year. Let's talk more after this music break, and we're getting horsey up in here. Here's Uma Pio Densetsu.
Yeah. This is Bird Note. Millions of birds begin their lives in the Arctic wetlands of northern Alaska. Environment reporter and author Linda Mapes visited a few of them on a small pond near Teshapook Lake.
There was a family of red-throated loons right in the center of the pond. The mother, the father, and two very fluffy chicks.
She watched the mother tend her chicks as their father flew off.
And eventually, there's this great commotion, this great flurry, and he arrives with his perfect little silvery fish in his mouth. And he comes up to one of the chicks, and he passes it to the chick, and the chick drops it, drops it in the water.
Was it an accident? A fishing lesson? Linda couldn't say, but she was struck by her own immense privilege
of sharing their family time with them as these beings doing the things that we all need to do, to eat, to take care of one another, to persist into the next generation.
But now, fossil fuel development in the Teshapook wetlands is encroaching on their home.
It means disturbance. It means danger. They don't have another place they can go to like this. This is their place. They will come back here next year looking for the very same nest sites. What will they come back to?
Learn more about what you can do to protect America's Arctic when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
You just heard Horse Girl with Where'd You Go here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. It is the Fire Horse Lunar New Year themed playlist here on the show today, where we are doing our traditional kind of like Lunar New Year Spring Festival-esque celebration on the show. I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard so far. Probably not. Probably like not like the calamity and chaos part. To be very real with you, here's what I feel about this. I'm not personally a superstitious person, but I do not like how, you know, not great horoscopes, not great fortunes have coincided during years and times where it has felt like things are very chaotic and very scary. So, I know that there might be this feeling of maybe not true fear, but a kind of like, kind of like heebie-jeebies thinking about how 2026 started off with horrible things happening in the world, and the horrors literally will not stop. They literally are not stopping. It is very, very... I don't know how to say this in, like, a really eloquent way. But, this, like, so far this year has made a lot of people rightfully question whether or not a true essence of humanity and love really exists within those powers that claim to lead us with humanity and dignity and love. It certainly does not feel that way. And with the prospect, or the prediction, I should say, the prediction that this particular year, the year of the fire horse, is going to be even more chaotic, or is going to bring chaos and calamity, it can make one feel like, quite like, oh God, like, how is it going to get worse? Or like, I don't want it to get worse, right? Remember that these are, I think one thing to remember here is that astrology is about storytelling. And what do we know about stories when we've grown up listening to them? Well, they are about how to be human. They are about how to move through life, how to grow and get better, how to protect ourselves and our loved ones and survive. And so even if these predictions are not true, and even if they are, these stories are just guides telling us and guiding us on how we can move throughout the year. And I think the thing that I've noticed with, like, astrology, a lot of the times if there is, like, a bad prediction, it's always kind of cushioned by something, right? So, for example, if it's like, you know, like, your health is going to, like, be very difficult this year. It's going to be one of your greatest challenges this year. Then on the flip side, what should you be doing then? You should be checking in with your body. You should be developing, like, a routine to help yourself take care of your body and your mental state. You could be doing things that are preventative to help cushion some of that bad stuff that could potentially impact your health, right? It's not saying necessarily that, like, all things are so horrible that, like, you will never be able to recover, but it is telling us about how in life there are going to be ups and downs, and how you move around the downs and how you take care of yourself and other people is going to be your, is going to help facilitate your growth and help facilitate your survival throughout that challenging period. And so even though it sounds like, oh God, the year of the fire horse is scary and, like, already really bad things are happening, perhaps it is a time for us to also think about how to best utilize our strengths and strengthen our connections with each other to help each other move through this potentially unpredictable, scary, and chaotic time. I don't know. Again, don't listen to me. I'm a baby. They just gave me the show because I'm a baby, because of novelty. But yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode of Typically Tuesdays, as we've hit the top of the hour on the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, happy Lunar New Year. Happy Spring Festival if you're Chinese. Listen to more great CJSF programming. Check out Bitcoover Tuesdays from 8 to 10 in the evening. Video game chiptune music, electronic music. It's a fun time over there. I'm actually going to be taking a page out of Bitcoover's book for the final song of the day here on Typically Tuesdays. This last track is from the popular video game Stardew Valley, and it's called Spring, the Valley Comes Alive. May it be a little piece of optimism for you as we close off this episode today and as we begin the new year. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'll talk to you again very soon.